The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is Pandemic 2020 an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host Joe Piscopo, brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. Very proud to bring Dr. Douglas Howard to the airwaves, formulator of Balance of Nature, one of the leading researchers in the field of phytonutrition. This is a man that, I tell you what, I so appreciate the friendship of this guy, Dr. Howard, because he's a good guy, but I drive him crazy asking him every question in the world because I'm a hypochondriac, and he patiently answers every question for me. He will do the same for you if you call 877-970-2999. Dr. Howard, welcome to the show, sir.
Hi. Hey, but I do want to tell you, I enjoy your questions. It's all good. No hypochondria here.
Doc, you're so good. You're so patient. And I thought for sure when we first went out to that lunch and our Frankie V and our guys said, hey, you got to go out with the Howard. This is great. And you're with the beautiful family. And then I got locked into you. And I'm going to ask you some things. First, let me ask you this, if I may, Doc. How did you get so knowledgeable on everything vitamin related to I use the word holistic approach, doctor, because that's what I appreciate. But you're a medical doctor. How did you learn about this vast knowledge of medicine in the wellness sense, you know?
Well, I thank you for that, number one. I don't know about the vast knowledge, but it's in me. It's my interest. It has been ever since I can remember, health.
Yeah.
And all aspects of health. And so many, many years of studies in many different countries. And I love what I do.
You really do. Can I ask you about vitamin D? I asked you about this once. I've asked you 1,000 times. I go, well, we should get the sun. I just had this conversation with mom, you know. We should get vitamin D. Did you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, doctor, it's not really technically a vitamin?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know of a vitamin called D, but there's a hormone. Vitamin D is a hormone. And so it's really hormone therapy.
Wow.
And that's what it is in our body. And there's a reason why they passed it off as a vitamin is because they couldn't get it into milk otherwise. And long story about rickets and kids and having them work in factories and not getting the sunlight. But anyway, it's just absolutely named wrong. It's a hormone that our body creates. And it's not even a vitamin, not even by definition in any way. But yes, we do get it. And you do. The sun is your friend. You want to get out and get some sun. Even in all of this hysteria that's going on, I've been told not to use that word. But it is what it is.
I'm feeling that. Give us your take on this whole pandemic situation, sir, if you would, Dr. Howard.
Well, number one, I really do have to tell you, I've been told by Balance of Nature to watch, well, actually, almost cease and desist on some of the things I say. Because it's just, people are starting to think, because I'm out there speaking about corona, that I think that the Balance of Nature is a cure for coronavirus. Number one, I've never said it's a cure. I've never said it's a treatment. You know, all we do is help the body help itself, period. And that's really important to say, because if you can build your own system up and it's using the energy where it needs to be and it has more energy for the immune system, it's great. But as far as this whole pandemic and what's going on, I have a real warning, and you probably have already been talking about this a lot, but this is what my warning to my employees has been, to everybody I talk with, is as we come out of this quarantine they've put us all in.
Yeah.
We need to realize and understand it's probably going to come up again and spike a bit. Because what we've done has never happened in the history of the world before. We've never quarantined the world. Ever. Ever. This is the first time in history. And so normally what has been done in history is you take the sick and the weak and you quarantine them. And you let the rest of the world get out there and build this herd immunity to this so that it can't hit everybody. And then it'll die down. And then you can introduce the sick and the elderly back out again. But we're going to have a spike. I can't imagine it. In fact, if we don't, then it's just manipulated numbers again.
Yeah.
Because I was watching and listening and reading about China's numbers just this morning. And I just thought, and how it was some government leaders saying we can't trust China's numbers and blah, blah, blah. And that's true. That's very true. But as I was listening to him, I thought, look around. Look around the U.S. I can't trust any of those numbers. I have tried to make sense of any of them. How can we have, you know, 22,000 deaths now in New York? And the closest thing to that is like 8,000 in New Hampshire, New Jersey. And next is California with like six. These numbers are maybe old, but they're not far off. And then you've got onesies, twosies, maybe 100 in one state and 40 in Utah and 9 in a state. And it's like, come on, these numbers, when we go clear to the other edge. And the problem is we're counting numbers that aren't real. If this is real, then give us real numbers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there isn't a virus and I'm not saying it's not serious. It is.
Understood. But why do they inflate the numbers? We were just talking about this with a young guy who's a frontline worker in veterans homes, and they make him, he goes, if they die from heart, they say put COVID-19 down. Why would they inflate the numbers? And I keep hearing this over and over again, Doc. It's not that you just said it, I hear it all over. Why are they doing that?
It's clear to the point that I think if somebody dies in the bed next to somebody, they say, the other guy next to him had COVID, so he probably died of it too. Well, here's the whole thing. I believe it's this. It's about, you know, we're going to have a money's going to come out, and the states who have the worst are going to get the most money from the federal government. That's my belief. Now, that's just according to Doug Howard. Because that's not scientific, but I can't figure anything else out. I cannot figure anything else out. I know doctors personally who are in California who are going, he said, the hospital's like a graveyard. And not because there's dead people, because nobody's here. We've emptied it.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
They're letting
yes.
doctors go home and they're staff off of all things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, just give us the truth.
Exactly.
If this thing is real, give me real numbers.
Exactly.
So I can't trust the numbers here as much as I can't trust them in China.
I love the way you think, Dr. Howard. I appreciate that so much. And going back to what you said about are you saying that lockdown will technically cause a spike in COVID down the road?
Well, kind of, because it's done exactly what they said it would do. To flatten the curve, okay? The curve's flattened, which we really, I don't know if it was necessary or not, to be honest. But on top of that, now the curve is flattened. When they open it back up, it's going to come back up. It's going to spike. And people are all going to go, somebody opened up, did it too fast and too wrong. And no, it's going to happen. And now we just need to get back out in the world. Like I said, what's always been in the history of the world and all studies of disease and pandemic or epidemic is you quarantine the sick, the weak, and the elderly, maybe. But you quarantine the sick, and we have quarantined everybody. It makes no sense.
Yeah, right on the money. Dr. Douglas Howard, if you have a question, 877-970-2999, but I could talk to this man like forever. And I want to know, I have to tell you too, Doc, I think we know each other well enough, where you can't make claims. That's why when I read about Balance of Nature and I tell people about Balance of Nature, I say, well, it's not a clinical study. This is what works for me. And then you see people attack you. They attack Balance of Nature. I think a lot of it's politics, a lot of it's competitors who are jealous. Yeah. All I know, and and when I talk to you and Sue, your lovely wife, or to Lex, your wonderful son, you know that I had the cancer in 81. We talked about that. I've been vigilant on taking certain vitamins, and then Sue said, no. Remember I told we had that antioxidant pycnogenol conversation. Joe, you don't need that because you have the resveratrol within Balance of Nature. It naturally occurs within Balance of Nature. I have to tell you, this is me talking, and it's miraculous what you came up with, the concept of Balance of Nature, because if you could just explain to us, if people aren't aware of it, Doctor, what Balance of Nature is, it virtually fruits and vegetables, really, the way you process it ends up in a vegetarian capsule, as natural as it gets. And that, in turn, will, by everybody knows this, build up your immune system. Am I going out of the bounds of what I should say and shouldn't say, Doc? I don't know. I'm afraid to say anything.
I don't know anymore, but I will tell you this. It is 100% fruits and vegetables, whole fruits and vegetables, no extracts. And the key to this is it's not the same as anything else out there. It has been scientifically formulated which fruits and which vegetables. And as we did this under electron microscopy to look at the DNA and something called an assay, a comet assay, which is to see how we could protect the DNA the best. That's how all this started. We did other things to see how we could influence the immune system most, scar tissue studies. We've done millions of dollars worth of studies, and they aren't what the FDA wants for studies. They're what I needed for studies to know if this was working and how it was working. And so as we go through this, as they say, you know, well, here's another thing I need to tell people is everything you hear, every single testimonial, every single success story, I don't care what you want to call them, but these people's success is real. It's theirs. It's their own words. It's unscripted. We get emails and stuff all the time or on social media that says, oh, you have horrible actors. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's really something, because we don't have a single actor. We don't ask them to send these in. We ask them, how has Balance of Nature influenced your life? How has it helped you? What's going on? You know, how is it working for you?
Yeah.
And they just give it to us.
I know. And you know what? We hesitated when we said, okay, Dr. Howard's coming on. And I didn't want this to be, it's not a commercial. We want you to know you're listening. It's not a commercial. It's just that this, and I'm telling you, I so appreciate the product, the Balance of Nature. I take it religiously because I know I went through all that vitamin stuff. I went, and then I'm so sick of taking all these vitamins, you know, that the different mix of vitamins. And like you always say, you just eliminate most of that. And most of that is filler. And if you want to build up your immune system, you told me this. Doc, you take fruits and vegetables, but we never have enough by the end of the day. You never do. And with your lifestyle, you're all over going from country to country, speaking, to dealing with folks that in your business, I don't know how you do it, and you want to build up your immune system. As a matter of fact, tell us, Doc, how important it is to build up your immune system, especially during a pandemic like this.
Well, that's the only thing you have against a virus, is build your immune system. And there's multiple ways, and I've sent letters out. I tried to stay out of all of the media aspect of this, but finally I couldn't anymore.
Yeah,
and so
we
sent letters. In fact, you know what? This morning, it's funny you mentioned that. I just got the most beautiful package from somebody, and there's a book in there, and there's a study, and there's a CD of wonderful Christian music. I haven't listened to it. I just now got it. And they didn't even put their name to it, but they just said, I just received your letter. I wish I had it right here in my hands. I'd read it to you. It was beautiful. And on the other hand, you and I were talking, I don't know, two months ago maybe, on a personal basis. And you asked me, Dr. Howard, what do you do? And I went through the things that I do, and then I said, and I take Balance of Nature. I take fruits and vegetables, and I eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. And they came after us so hard, saying, he's saying this cures the world. No, you asked me a personal question, and that is what I do. Exactly. Because that's what I know. I can build my immune system, and that is my defense against all of this.
I know. You know, I didn't even read. I don't even read or acknowledge those things, but I felt so bad because it's always. And I know. I know when it's political and it's not. And this is political, and if you may have a competitor going after, but a lot of it's political. They want to go after. Man, I could. And I just kind of let it go. But it's. And I feel bad. You know why, Doc? I got to thank you. You have the most beautiful family I've seen. I mean, you have your kids around you constantly, and they're all good patriots. The faith is strong. And then I think it bothers people. You know what I mean? When you are the real deal, you know what I'm saying? You're the real deal. You believe in this country. You know how to holistically take care of people. And I think that ticks people. You know what? They can all go do whatever you want to tell them to do, Doc, because we're here and it works and we love you. And you got to keep doing what you're doing, Dr. Howard. There are a lot of us that just follow you, appreciate what you do, appreciate your understanding of this, man. And it really, really works. And by the way, before we let you go, Doctor, the health coach, you offer that as a service when you go to balanceofnature.com or if you call Balance of Nature. The health, you have a private health coach for everyone?
We do, and it's free. It's anybody who is a Balance of Nature customer regular on a regular basis receives a health coach. They're not salespeople. They're to help things through. And right now, especially, Joe, the most important thing I can say to America, to the world, is calm down. Let the hysteria go by. You know, that's one of the worst things on your immune system is stress. And unnecessary stress is unnecessary burned energy that your immune system could be using. And stop the hysteria. Look for the truth in everything that we're finding. Look around you. Don't build up of what you're being told by unnecessary, and I'll say it, unnecessary media hype. And I don't know what their purpose is in all this, but my purpose is your health. Calm down. Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables in a variety of different colors. Get some sunshine. That vitamin D helps your immune system too. Get some exercise. Low, you know, you don't need to go. Well, you couldn't go to a gym anyways. They're all closed. But, you know, don't necessarily start something new. But get some walking in. Get some sunshine in. Get some social activity. You can be responsible, but you can also, you can even do that over the social media. And also do something good for someone. It helps them and you clear down to the cellular level.
Amen. Dr. Howard, you're a great person, and my love to Sue and to Lex and to the family. We are proud to have you on the radio, but, you know, even more so, proud to be your friend, Dr. Howard. You're a good man, and may God bless you. God bless your family. Thanks for all the good that you do, sir.
Thank you, Joe. And you know what? I cherish that you're in that pocket of friends for me. You're a great friend. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless, Doctor. Thank you so much. Dr. Douglas Howard is a great man right there, and we appreciate him taking the time to join us this morning. At 9:22, and Alan Kadish is going to join us. Dr. Alan Kadish is going to join us, and you can call in if you want. I'm sorry. Debbie, I always I hog the time with the doctors because I'm such a hypochondriac. 877-970-2999 if you want to call. At 9:22, Debbie's out there on the roads looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to 95, the New England Thruway southbound, getting right into Portchester. Looks like you have some debris out here, several cars with flat tires because of that. So be careful here on 95 southbound into Portchester. FDR Drive heading south into the 30s. Accident blocking one lane over in Glendale, Queens. Central Ave is blocked off as you get right into 73rd Place. Accident investigation of a pedestrian over there. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's time for my other Balance of Nature. Speaking of which, I have it right here in my radio bag. I do. I take the three fruits in the morning when I wake up, and I take three fruits toward the end of the show, or at the end of the show right here, and I got the vegetables too. I have to tell you too, you know what? You know me. I'm just as what you hear is what you get, and the beauty of radio and I've told you this before, is you could sense insincerity. I can, anyone I'm listening, and I think you can too. And when I speak from my heart, I tell you, I speak from my heart, and I worry about you because you're kind enough to listen. And when you show loyalty and you show friendship like you have, being a listener of the show, you're part of the family. I look at it like that. So I tell you things that can be good for you because you know what? They're good for me. That's why I like telling you about Balance of Nature. Dr. Howard's a great guy. Great guy. Believe me, I must drive him crazy. He has so much patience because I'm like the annoying hypochondriac. Hey, Doc, what about this? Hey, well, what about that? What about that? And he has an answer to everything because he spent years internationally studying this. So Balance of Nature for me works. And then the competitors, you know, people who are political, people who get jealous because your ratings are better than theirs because of the success. It's just put all that aside. You just try Balance of Nature. That's what I would humbly submit, because if it works for me, like we always say, it'll work for you, I think, right? Now, and Dr. Howard is offering free shipping, and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And you don't want to cut costs on your health, you know? And so I want you to go to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code, the answer, and you'll get 35% off. That's a great deal. And the private health coach that you just heard the doctor talk about, you get that when you call 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. I care about you, and I speak from my heart when I tell you about Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Just use the discount code, please. The answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you a coffee drinker? Just found out that Forgotten Man, my producer, is a coffee drinker. I said, I never see you drink coffee around here. You said, there's a reason why. I don't like the coffee we have here. So I got him a couple of bags of Honor Bound. And man, I cannot wipe the smile off his face. Pete and Seth Talbot are the same father-son owners of Relief Factor, and they've come out now with Honor Bound Coffee. At the same time, Pete and Seth are giving away all the profits to serve and support and bless military families. What a deal. Buy two bags of Honor Bound Coffee for the price of one and stand with Pete and Seth. All of us here at Salem, where 100% of the profits of Honor Bound Coffee are going to go to serve, support, and bless military families. Two bags for the price of one. Give your family great coffee and give back to the military. HonorBoundCoffee.com. Coffee with a purpose. Semper Fi Fun, the first organization to receive funds. HonorBoundCoffee.com. That's HonorBoundCoffee.com. HonorBoundCoffee.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's a pandemic 2020 on AM970, The Answer. If you want to call in, 877-970-2999. Dr. Alan Kadish, back by popular demand, president of Touro College and New York Medical College. Dr. Kadish, as busy as you are, we appreciate you jumping on with us, always on the show. And a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Good to be here.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, Doc, the number of new hospitalizations in New York fell below 1,000 for the first time. Does this show we've turned the corner, Doctor?
I think we have turned the corner. I think it's too early to say everything's perfect, but we've definitely turned the corner. We've had a couple of weeks now of decreasing deaths. We've had decreasing hospitalizations. The things we're doing are making a difference. And we just need to keep going a little while longer to make sure that we're safe.
And the governor outlined, Governor Cuomo outlined the criteria by which certain parts of the state can reopen. Do we know what the criteria is?
Well, he's talking about declining deaths for 14 days in a row and not too many new hospitalizations. All criteria are based on best judgment. None of it is really well established in terms of prior experience because we've never experienced anything like this. So there's a large group of advisors that actually has put together a 100-person committee of leaders from throughout the state to try to determine exactly how we ought to implement these general criteria he's talking about. And I think we'll have the best advice that we can get, understanding that there's still a lot we don't know about this nasty bug.
Yeah, you know what? It's a great point you make, Dr. Kadish, because I know it seems like we're everybody's blaming everybody else. But this, the way this came out and the veracity of this this virus, we're learning as we go. And so the president has to play kind of catch up. Governor Cuomo and Murphy and Newsom, they all got to play kind of catch up. And I mean, and all in all, just to be positive, Dr. Kadish, we're doing a pretty good job in that respect. I mean, in considering the you know, how new this virus is. Yes.
So I think we didn't do a good job at the beginning. Because, as you pointed out, people were surprised by how bad it was.
Yeah.
You know, there were always voices all along saying this is going to be terrible. But if you look at the consensus of opinion in January, I don't think that there was a consensus that this was going to be bad. And because of that, because most people thought we were going to be okay, on all levels, we didn't respond as quickly as we should have in retrospect. But it's always good to be smart in retrospect. That's very easy. The question is, based on the information we had at the time, did people really think this was going to be bad? And the answer is no. Most people thought we were going to be okay, so we didn't respond quickly enough. Once we recognized how bad it got, I think we've done a very good job responding. Yeah. Obviously, there are always some things that could be better, but I think the fact that we're turning the corner, despite the terrible toll it's taken on the New York area and other parts of the country and the world. But despite that, we're turning the corner and things are improving because people, by and large, listen to the advice and have slowed the spread of the infection.
What could we have done earlier? You mean shut down everything earlier? Is that what you're saying or anything else that we could have done?
I think we could have done a couple of things, but the two things I think was one, is there some things clearly we should have shut down earlier? And it would not have gotten as bad. Obviously, the shutdown is a terrible toll economically. It's a terrible toll on a lot of people psychologically. So I'm not suggesting that the shutdown should have lasted longer. But I think if we had started earlier, it wouldn't have gotten as bad. And we might even be out of the woods already.
Yeah.
And I think the second thing is there's a lot of talk and skepticism and so on about testing. I think a more organized approach to the way we were dealing with testing would have been better. And again, I think we would have done it if we had anticipated how bad the problem would get.
Yeah, it's a great observation, Doc. And help me out here, because I'm so confused about the testing thing. I still can't understand the testing thing, and I have to do research after research to do the show, be prepared to talk to, the folks like yourself that understand this. But it's the antibodies, and then you got to take the saliva test. And then, I know we're playing catch-up, and we're just learning about this, but for goodness sake, what do we have? Do we have to take a regular saliva, regular test? Do we have to take diagnostic, the antibody test? Now we have to take two tests? Is that what we should be doing?
So there's, first of all, one of the problems is because this is so new, there's not agreement on what we should be doing.
Okay.
But I can tell you a little bit about the two kinds of tests and what they might mean.
Okay.
So one test actually tests for the virus itself. Do you have the virus in your secretions? The presumption is that if you have the virus, there's some risk you could pass it on to someone else and that you might get sick. So that's one test. Once you've recovered, typically the virus is diminished over the next couple of days. But recently, there have been a few cases, or maybe more than a few, we don't really know yet, where the virus persists for a long time after you've recovered. That's one type of test that actually measures, can we detect the virus in your saliva or in your nose? That's one test. Mm. The second test is, have you developed antibodies, which is what the body does in response to the virus? And that doesn't mean you have the virus actively now. It means you were exposed sometime in the past, and your body now has developed a defense mechanism against it. There are two questions about the virus test. One is how accurate it is.
Right.
There are about 70 different ones that have been developed about the antibody test. 70 different ones have been developed. A few have been validated, but none of them are perfect. So that's one issue. And the second issue is the question of, if you have the antibodies, does that really make you immune? For most diseases, it does. There, again, beginning to be a few reports that it may not necessarily make you immune, and may not necessarily mean 100% that you can't transmit it. Well, so there's a lot we're still learning.
This is amazing. Let me go to a couple of questions, Doc. We appreciate your time. Dr. Alan Kadish with us. Hey, Joseph calling in. Joseph, good morning. Thanks for calling. You have a question for the good doctor.
Yes, doctor. I have a theory on this. I'm going to see what you think. Being that we've never seen this before, I really feel this was purposely done to destroy society.
Well, you know what, Joseph? Thank you. Joseph's one of our favorite listeners, Doc. I got to tell you. Well, I think what he's alluding to, sir, and we talked with an expert on Asia, our friend Gordon Chang, that maybe this was released from that Wuhan virology lab on purpose. But I don't know, Doc, that you have to get into that. As a matter of fact, can I just get you off the hook on that one, Doc, and say I think that's more me?
You can. I agree with you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. John calling in for the doctor. Go ahead. We got a couple more questions I want to grab for the good doctor. Thank you, John. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Dr. Kadish. Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
That employee. I do have a question for you, though. When it comes to acquired immunity, why do you think that the World Health Organization made a statement on their website about acquired immunity? I'm a virologist by training. So my question, my statement is, why would they make a comment like that without even having the proof to say that otherwise?
What was the comment you said, John? I'm sorry.
Oh, the comment that I have is, why would the World Health Organization make a comment about acquired immunity with COVID-19 when they don't have any proof of that or data sources? Because I'm a virologist by training, and so I'm not aware of that, so I wanted to see you were alluding to that earlier, but I wanted to see your thoughts on that, Dr. Kadish.
So, first of all, I can't necessarily explain everything the World Health Organization has said. What I can try to tell you is what I think our current state of knowledge is. I think the World Health Organization initially said that having antibodies doesn't mean you have any immunity, and they quickly corrected that because that's obviously not true. What they revised it to say is, we're still learning about this, and you may not necessarily be fully immune just because you have some antibodies. And I think given that so much has surprised us about COVID-19, I think that's a reasonable statement. I think their first statement was clearly wrong, and they realized that. Certainly, the presence of antibodies, with everything we know, means you have some immunity. Could you still be at some risk? There are a few cases that have been reported where people who have antibodies seem to have gotten sick again with COVID. Again, this is a disease we're still learning about, so I think some hesitation until we get more information is appropriate. But I can't be responsible for what the World Health Organization says.
Dr. Kadish, we appreciate it. You know, we're going to let you go. You've been very valuable with your time. Dr. Alan Kadish, president of Touro College, New York Medical College. I see it. Oh, the phones are blowing up. We got to move on. We're always under the time constraints here, doctor, unfortunately. But we appreciate your time. And let's just do it again. Look at the phones just lit up. You got to come back by popular demand, Dr. Alan. Would you do that?
Thanks a lot, Joe. Happy to, and have a great day. Stay safe.
You Thank you. You too, indeed. Thank you, Dr. Alan Kadish. I apologize. We're not getting to the calls. We got to move on. My gosh, the phone lines are blown up. We'll bring Dr. Kadish back. Maybe we'll do it ASAP, like tomorrow. Hey, Pandemic 2020. It's been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. It's 9:38 right now. Big Al standing by with the headline news. And then, you know what? Chris Einwechter, pastor, retired 26-year veteran from the New Jersey State Police, has a new book called Worry Less, Pray More. It's honoring hometown heroes. So Chris will be with us momentarily. Let's jump to Big Al right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 939. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Dow is up about 1.5%. In early trading, it's up about 376 points. The market just opened about 10 minutes ago. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is calling on Governor Cuomo to cancel rent and mortgage payments for New Yorkers until the pandemic is over. The progressive Democrat from Queens, part of a virtual town hall hosted by a tenants coalition on Monday, tenant leaders threatening to a rent strike on May 1st if the government the governor does not cancel rent. Cuomo has ordered a 90-day freeze on rent evictions for those who can't pay the bill. A beer maker wants to provide cold suds across the nation amid the pandemic. Coors Light announced on Twitter a new campaign called America Hashtag Could Use a Beer. Just go to the beverage's official Twitter account to tell them who you think deserves a beer. They will provide a six-pack. Coors Light says the offer will run until $1 million worth of beer has been claimed. In sports, Yankee legend Derek Jeter's induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame likely to be put on hold. The Post reports the Hall of Fame expected to announce Friday. This year's ceremony in Cooperstown, scheduled for July 26th, will be pushed back to 2021 due to the coronavirus. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules remain suspended. Metered rules in effect. Southbound 95 in Connecticut, down through exit 17. It's construction into Westport. Two lanes blocked. Traffic is moving very slowly through that stretch. And then on the southbound side of 95, as you head into Port Chester, two lanes blocked. Emergency work going on there in the construction zone. Several people went through and got flat tires over there. So the emergency work is continuing. Going out to Glendale, Queens, Central Avenue is blocked by 73rd Street. That's an accident involving a pedestrian, so definitely steer clear of that intersection. And taking a ride to 17 eastbound, you're slowing down through Harriman, heading right through the construction zone there, getting down toward the thruway. Garden State Parkway, some exiting volume at exit 116 for the coronavirus testing site at the PNC Bank Art Center. Clouds today high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
Listen to AM970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You want to call Mike Connors. He's standing by for you. You know me, I'm a worry wart. I worry about everything, particularly because I'm a dad. I'm a dorky dad worry wart. I worry about my kids, about their legacy. I worry about the financial legacy. I worry about the mamalukes that come around your life, you know. You talk to Mike Connors, you can put all that at rest, man. Mike will help you out with a power of attorney, healthcare proxy. You got somebody in a nursing home, you don't know how you're going to pay the bills or what you're eligible for. Mike can answer all your questions. And now Mike Connors himself at Connors and Sullivan is offering you a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors to discuss all these issues I just talked about and your concerns from the security of your own home. 718-238-6500. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings and leave you and your loved ones with no money. Don't wait another minute. Mike Connors can take you through the process by telephone and start a plan designed for you today. This is what I did. I went and talked to Mike, man. I tell you, he settled everything. This is a great guy, and this is a great service that Mr. Connors is offering you at Connors and Sullivan. And you could always go to ConnorsandSullivan.com, but I'm going to give you the number for a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, I love inspirational stories. Here is one right now. Chris Einwechter is a pastor, retired 26-year veteran from the New Jersey State Police, author of this new book called Worry Less, Pray More. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show, man. So great to have you. And thank you for your service with the New Jersey Troopers, man.
Thank you, Joe. I really, really appreciate you having me on the show. It's quite an honor.
Wow, listen, man, we know Father Michael Drury is a chaplain for the state police, and Rick Fuentes was a guy, Pat Callahan doing a great job as the colonel superintendent now, and 26 years. Where were your barracks, if I may ask, Chris?
Pretty much in South Jersey, that what they call Troop A. You know, New Jersey's broken up into troops with the state police, and South Jersey's Troop A. So just Port Norris, Woodbine, the Atlantic City Expressway, the Parkway. And then I wound up becoming a crime scene detective in CSI and did that for quite a few years. And then I went to the casinos for a while. There's a state police barracks in every casino, actually, and financial crimes all over the place, Joe, just pretty much all over in the state. When I was a crime scene detective, it was all over.
I don't know how you do it because you don't realize the layers of the New Jersey State Police, right? Because you think it's always just running up and down the turnpike, but there's white collar crime. It's almost like it's just a stellar, very, very much layered law enforcement organization. But let's talk about your book because I have to ask you about everything okay with this epidemic? You're doing all right? Your family okay?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, we're doing good. I have two daughters and my wife, online schooling right now. I got a 17-year-old at home and a 13-year-old. So, yeah, thank God we're all doing good. We're healthy and just plugging along, just like everybody else, praying that this thing ends soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I got amen to that. I know you've been going out of your way to bless first responders and nursing homes. Tell us about your experience there, Chris.
Oh, man. It's my wife's idea, my wife, Lori. You know, just to do something while everybody's waiting for the pandemic to end. Let's do something. Let's get our kids involved, so we can show them how to honor, those on the front lines. So we just went to some local hospitals, blessed them with Dunkin' Donuts coffee and, copies of the book and some food. Wanted to thank them. And we went to some nursing homes, banged on some windows, talked to some patients that are in there and just doing what we can, all while, maintaining the social distance and doing everything correct. But those folks are really putting it out there for us right now. So we just wanted to bless them in any way we could.
Yeah, well, God bless you for that, man. Tell us about your book, Worry Less, Pray More. Love that. What prompted you to write this?
You know what? my 26 years in the state police is really where I learned how to pray. I mean, I love to say that I learned how to pray in church, which I did, you know, of course, but I really learned the nuts and bolts of prayer, you know, being involved with like murder investigations and things where we had no evidence, no suspect. And I write about a murder investigation in the book and just my experiences in the state police and equating that to prayer and seeing God show up was amazing to me. And he just, upon retirement, prompted me to write it. So that's how it all came about.
It was so funny. I go down and I'll speak to the homicide detectives in the state police where they bring in everybody from around the country down Princeton. And I met one gal. I don't want to mention her name. She's a trooper. And she said, you know, one time she went there was a bad accident. And then she held that person in the accident. And then she saw as that person passed away, she could see the other side in the eyes of this victim. And you don't think of that when you think of the New Jersey state trooper. You think how strong you are. But there is compassion there. And I love that you say you're on the job and you're in your cruiser, man, and you're saying some prayers. That's a great story, Chris.
Yeah, you know, I got story after story about that. I mean, I spoke somewhere and there was a Atlantic City cop in the audience and I didn't know it. And I just talked about praying, you know, for arrest, and I got some funny stories and some things where I prayed for arrest and you know, I was directing traffic one day in an intersection and some guy walks up to me and says, excuse me. And I'm like in the middle directing traffic because there was a construction zone, backhoes, dump trucks around me, chaos. And this guy walks up to me out of the blue and says, hey, can I get a ride? And I'm like, are you kidding me? No, you can't get a ride. So long story short, he stands on the curb waiting for me. And then when I open the highway back up, I go up to him. I said, where you got to go? Because you've been standing here for like a half hour. He's like, I'm just going to go up the street. Long story short, Joe, he wound up having a bunch of drugs on him, and he wound up getting arrested. And I'm thinking, and I was speaking at this engagement, and the Atlantic City cops in the audience, and I'm thinking, what kind of guy walks up to a state trooper in full uniform with drugs in his pocket, asks for a ride, and I tell him, no, you can't get a ride, and he stays there. And then the Lord reminded me, you know what kind of guy? Remember when you prayed 3 days ago for an arrest? I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's right. So I said, hey, you're under arrest. And when we get back to the barracks, I'm going to buy you a cup of coffee. But anyway,
and you saved the story. It's great.
Yeah
you saved it.
But I shared a story with an Atlantic City cop. He prayed the same thing. He emailed me, and he took a gun off the street that night by praying. He said, Lord, help me to take a gun off the streets in Atlantic City tonight. That night, he arrested a guy with a handgun. Yeah. And so prayer really works, man.
Yeah. But Worry Less, Pray More is the name of the book. Hey, where can we, and I know you're Mike Lopez's brother-in-law, AC Mike's brother-in-law. Is that right, Chris?
AC Mike's brother-in-law. I want to thank Mike and you for...
Yeah. he's the man.
I've been married to my sister Lori for 30 years. He is the man. He's awesome.
God bless you. Where can we find the book, Worry Less, Pray More, sir?
So you just go to GodTaughtMe.com. GodTaughtMe.com. And there's a story behind that. Look, it's all about my golf swing.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for your service, man. God bless you. Godspeed, Chris. Chris Einwechter right there. Worry less, pray more. And again, thanks for your stellar service with the great New Jersey State Police, Chris. Thank you. Hey, you know what? Now, we've heard so many great stories of heroes in your community, local teachers, cops, firefighters, sanitation workers, healthcare workers, and many, many others. We'd like to hear from you. So what we'd like for you to do is call us, leave us a message letting us know about someone who you've seen during this crisis who has gone over and above, you know, to help during this time of crisis. And we may profile them on the show as we just did with Chris. So leave our producer, Frankie Fibros, a voicemail today. You know, 816-8-MURANO, 816-8-MURANO. Right now, Debbie Duhame's on the roads for you. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Good morning to everybody, especially our essential workers out there. Let's see what's happening as you head to Central Ave over in Glendale, Queens, right at 73rd Place. That's an accident involving a pedestrian, so please avoid that intersection. 95 South at exit 17 to Westport Construction. Then on 95 South, getting into Port Chester, two lanes blocked with emergency road work there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Even the New York Times now acknowledges it. The COVID-19 pandemic isn't so much a national crisis as it is a localized New York catastrophe. Columnist Brett Stevens shows New York City alone, representing less than 3% of the national population, suffered more coronavirus deaths than 41 states combined. New York State has registered 79 deaths per 100,000 residents. Only three states outside the Northeast, Louisiana, Michigan, and Illinois, even show a death rate of more than 10 per 100,000. Nevertheless, the Big Apple remains the headquarters for national media and financial institutions, which amplify the impact of the city's agony. All Americans must care about New York's losses, but the restrictions applied to citizens in much less afflicted regions don't need to follow the New York model. Forever. I'm Michael Medved.
ADF, fighting for those whose religious freedom is being violated.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine followed by clouds today. It'll become breezy with a shower in places this afternoon, high 56. Cloudy and breezy tonight. Occasional rain and drizzle, low 50. Tomorrow, cloudy and increasingly windy with intermittent rain, high 61. It'll be windy tomorrow night with rain heavy at times, along with a gusty thunderstorm. Watch for flooding, especially on streets and in poor drainage areas. The low tomorrow night, 56. Friday, cloudy and breezy with lingering showers, high 65. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. I love Rhino Shield. I tell you, it's a ceramic coating. That's what Rhino Shield is. Ceramic coating seals your house or commercial building, looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee, and now Susan will offer you 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of April, no matter when you want the job started. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Even though New York has a construction ban for the next 30 days or so, Susan has this great deal for you to consider. No one is going to come in your house. They're going to walk around the house. You know what I'm thinking of doing, and I'll let you know as we go along, is I need my deck done. They Rhino Shield the deck. I need my roof done, too. Yeah, because you know when I Rhino Shielded the house, it's the one thing I don't have to worry about. You're a homeowner. Mama mia, the problems we got with the house, it's always something. Not with Rhino Shield. And now you can get this 15% off the final price, any job signed in the month of April, no matter when you want the job started, and no payments. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. We want you, please, to support your local business. Susan is great. She will email you a picture of your home in any color that you want. We did that. We had the best fun with the family. Call Rhino Shield today. Susan's standing by for you, please. 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608. We want you to protect your biggest investment. Use Rhino Shield. It's not paint. Hey, Joe on the radio, Frankie Five Boroughs, great show. That's a lot of show, and we're trying to do as much as we can. I appreciate it always. Thank you so much,
thank
my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, and Albert, love you, man. And we got a lot to get into. You know what? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to do this all over again, and then we'll get into the personal stuff that you don't want to miss, because I've been meaning to touch on it today, but we have so much business and so many great guests that we had to address that first. But we will get silly tomorrow, because you know what? You got to laugh throughout all of this. So proud to know you. Al, thank you. And thank you, Debbie Duhame. And thank you for listening always. I know it's tough. I know it's getting a little antsy now. We'll be out of this sooner than later. You're going to look back on this, and it's going to be a fond memory, believe it or not. All right? And we always appreciate you taking us with us everywhere you go. We respect that. We love that. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the United States of America. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
News. Opinion. Passion.
passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
49 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It appears the only way the New York State Fair will happen this summer is if the rest of the state is able to reopen first. Governor Cuomo provided his daily coronavirus update in Syracuse yesterday. When he was asked about the event, which is held in the nearby town of Geddes, it's currently scheduled for August 21st through September 7th. Cuomo says he doesn't believe you can open the fair if the rest of the state hasn't already done so. Major League Baseball optimistic it can start its season by late June. USA Today reporting a new alignment plan being explored that would feature at least 100 games with all teams playing in their home park. The season would start no later than July 2nd. Meat processing plants will stay in business during the pandemic. President Trump signing an executive order forcing the facilities to stay open amid the lockdowns. The order comes after numbers showed meat production capacity could fall by as much as 80% across the U.S. Trump said any unnecessary closures can quickly have a large effect on the food supply chain. And HBO's free streaming goes back behind the paywall Thursday after a free month of access. On April 3rd, HBO unlocked full seasons of 9 original series, including The Sopranos, Veep, The Wire, Succession, and more. Home box office's giveaway came as the COVID-19 lockdown kept many Americans homebound. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands. Stay inside if you are out. Practice social distancing. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.